The title of my talk is The Virtual Field Trip, Fantastic Voyage. As some of you know, I love science fiction. Last year I talked about how I weave science fiction into my horticulture class. So I have the slide there of the 1966 sci-fi movie called Fantastic Voyage, and attached it to my title, The Virtual Field Trip. And what is that, the virtual field trip? It's an assignment I give in my 300-level class on crop production. What it is the students individually contact a grower, a farmer, or a nursery person to schedule a field trip, personal for themselves, to that operation. They interview the owner, get information about that operation, take pictures, and then come back to the class and give a presentation about it. They also do a written report. So how the idea of virtual comes up is, I tell the students, when you do this assignment, pretend you're doing it as if the whole class went. So you're going as a representative of our class and get the information and bring it back to the whole class. Why did I create this assignment? Okay, we've all had traditional field trips in our class. Okay. The problem I had was I go through the trouble of arranging a field trip and then some students don't show up. Okay. The other thing is, we're gathered around the person giving the presentation from that company or that operation. And most of the students are around here and myself. And then I have a few students way over there wandering off by themselves. Or if they all happen to be around the presenter, some of them will be a little bit on the side and talking. So I have to tell them, come and join us. So I said, that's enough of this. So I came up with this assignment, and I put the responsibility of a field trip upon the students. Okay? What have been the benefits of this? Okay. I found out it's better to have the students work individually than in pairs, because in pairs, the work is not shared evenly. So it might be sometimes only one student goes out to the farm and the other one doesn't go. And then they write a report that's combined and give a presentation. So I said, back to individual. Okay. It forces them to show initiative because they on their own have to find out what farms and nurseries are on Oahu and contact the owners themselves. I don't make the connections for them. So they have to find the farm and contact the owners and find a way, transportation, to get to the farm. Okay? And they get the benefit of a one-to-one interview with the owner. And they get to see things that an individual student could see, but not an entire group of students. So the owner is more free to talk to the students, show them things they wouldn't show to an entire group. And the students get more engaged with the farm operation. And when they come back, they work on their communication skills by not only the written report, but they give a presentation to the class as if the whole class went there and answer questions from the class. So I found this worked very well. One thing I've always enjoyed about this is, you know, traditionally our courses have gone to the same farms. And students said, oh, I've gone to that one before. Okay. This one, I found that when the students choose their own farms, we get a lot of small, obscure mom-and-pop farms. You know, a farm that might only be growing gardenias. And you know, there is an orchid farm in the middle of a neighborhood, residential, but you can't see it because it's behind the house. So we've got to see a lot of different farms that we would never see if we scheduled just several field trips for the class.
Okay. time for one question?
Yes.
How does the student know what question to ask?
I give them a written assignment sheet that states the kind of information that they should interview the owner for, like about the operations, but also, for example, what sustainable practices they are using. You know, they go and also take pictures of the various operations. So they already know what kind of information to ask the owner about.
Thank you. I love to ask him to come speak just to see this slide. I always want to know what's going to be on there this time.